This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Daryl Dash, who's a minister in Toronto, Canada, says he calls it relational pain. He said the hardest thing to deal with in the ministry is relational pain. And I disagree with him because I think it's the hardest thing to deal with in the families, relational pain. The hardest thing to deal with in where you work, relational pain. Deal with at school, relational pain. In your neighborhood, relational pain. And he said that's the hardest thing for him to deal with in the ministry. And I'm going to tell a powerful story that Daryl told in a few minutes. But it's part of what the Apostle Paul describes to Timothy in his last words, his very last words that he wrote, ever wrote, not just to Timothy, but ever, because you see, shortly after he finished these words, he was executed by Nero, the emperor of Rome, and he lost his life. The sword fell, and Paul was executed for the cause of Christ. And these are the last words. It's almost like a P.S., postscript. And there's some personal things in there, just simple, basic human request, but also regrets about relational pain of people who left him. What relational pain have you gone through in the last month, the last year, the last 5 years? You say, what do you mean by that? Where pain came into your spirit, came into your soul because of a relational break with somebody, where somebody said, I'm not going to speak to you again. Somebody said, I'm done with you. Somebody defriended you, whatever the phrase you want to use, that happens all the time. You would be shocked if you knew how many people over the years in the ministry have told me, I've got a brother that I haven't spoken to in 10 years. I've got a sister I haven't talked to in 20 years. I've got a parent I've never had anything to do with him since the divorce, and they just go on and on. There's relational pain all over the place, not just in churches, but in every family. What I want to do is a little verse by verse and let it speak to you in a powerful way. Verse 9 says, do your best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Desertion is a big word, especially if it's in your family. Wouldn't want anybody to raise your hand, but some of you still say to somebody, I remember when our dad deserted us when I was 10. I remember when our mom deserted us when I was 7. And I just want to share this to you. Here's a spiritual desertion where Paul said Demas deserted him because he loved the world too much. And whatever that meant, whatever was involved in that, I don't know. It's painful for Paul to say that. But let me say this to you. If you're a husband and father, don't ever let it be said of you that you deserted your family. Ever. If you're a wife and mother, don't ever let it be said that you deserted your family. Serious business desertion in the eyes of the Lord God Almighty, in my opinion. I'm amazed at people who would say they would never desert in the military, in the army, but think nothing of deserting a family. Would never think of deserting a company in the lurch without giving notice, but they think nothing of deserting the people they're the closest to. And desertion is a serious thing. It was a serious thing to Paul because of a man named Demas deserted him. Verse 11, only Luke, the doctor Luke, is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, Timothy, because he's helpful to me in my ministry. I sent Tychicus to Ephesus, and when you come, bring the cloak, the coat that I left with Carpus at Troas, and bring the scrolls and the parchments. The word of God is what that says to me.
Well, this message gets heavier and heavier as we go through this passage. And the last chapter, 2 Timothy, continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.